Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden says he's open to meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson to discuss legislation that would provide additional aid for Ukraine. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the supplemental funding remains stalled in Congress.
Today, President Biden said Republicans are making a big mistake holding up the aid as Ukraine is running out of ammunition in its fight against the Russian invasion. The Senate passed a foreign aid bill that included Ukraine funding by a big bipartisan majority, but that bill is stalled in the House. Even though a big majority of the House also supports Ukraine aid, a majority of Republicans oppose it, as does the GOP's presidential frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. And that puts Speaker Mike Johnson in a difficult position. Johnson says he wants to help Ukraine, but he hasn't yet figured out how to overcome resistance from his own party. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is vowing to continue his fight against the Kremlin. In a video posted on social media today, Yulia Navalnaya accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband in the remote prison. Russian authorities say it's not clear what the 47-year-old died from. Construction is underway on an 80-acre military base camp in Eagle Pass, Texas, one Governor Greg Abbott wants to secure the Texas-Mexico border. It's the latest tug of war between the Biden administration and Texas over who enforces the rules for crossing that border. Texas Public Radio's Pablo De La Rosa has more.
The governor has argued in a variety of ways that he believes the state has a right to secure the border. Of course, you know, constitutionally, that has always fallen under the purview of the federal government, exclusive purview of the federal government. So we're actually waiting to hear how the U.S. Supreme Court will rule.
Pablo De La Rosa reporting. The Israeli government has issued a deadline to Hamas, return the remaining hostages it took or face heavy fighting in southern Gaza. NPR's Deep Hervez has more.
Over a million displaced Palestinians have sheltered in Rafah for weeks, where food, water, and medical supplies are scarce, and residents have also been killed and wounded as Israeli forces search for hostages and Hamas fighters. Over the weekend, the situation grew even more desperate when crowds rushing aid trucks were shot at by Israeli police. And now, a warning from Benny Gantz, a member of Israel's war cabinet, to Hamas to return the remaining 130 hostages by Ramadan, which begins on March 10th, or prepare for a major military operation in Rafah. President Biden last week said he'd spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and tried to make a case against an operation in Rafah. Deep Hervez, NPR News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
This is NPR News. About 45% of older adults, especially women, have muscle loss that puts them at risk of falls and physical decline. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports resistance training and eating enough protein can help prevent this.
Millions of women 60 and older have sarcopenia, a condition marked by loss of muscle and strength. Weight training is a key way to fend off physical decline, and though many Americans don't get enough physical activity, researcher Rachel Pajednik says there's advantages to starting no matter your age.
You can build muscle up into your 70s, your 80s, your 90s.
The other important part of the equation is consuming enough dietary protein. Up to half of women over 50 don't consume adequate amounts to support maintenance or growth of lean muscle mass. There are lots of sources and research shows eating plenty of plant-based protein is tied to healthy aging. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
In Germany, a labor union is calling for ground staff at Lufthansa to walk off the job at seven airports Tuesday, following a similar strike earlier this month over pay. The union wants pay raises of 12.5%. The one-day strike will affect the airports in seven cities, including Frankfurt and Munich, Berlin and Dusseldorf. A round of talks last week produced no results, but further negotiations are scheduled for Wednesday. Asian markets are trading mixed at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan is up about 0.2%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.